Welcome, welcome to the intersection here on GabNet. If you'd like to join us this evening, all you need to do is go to gabnet.net. That's GABNET.net. On the right-hand side, you'll see Zoom links. Under that, you'll see Alex Bennett, and under that, you'll see me, Amy Manuel. Click on my name, Amy Manuel, and that'll take you to the Zoom session. Then you can join us and have some fun here. It's been a weird day, and there's been some things that seemed rather concerning. And some things, well, yeah, I don't know what to say. So, I would like, actually, not to talk about politics tonight. Nah. I'd rather have fun, do some trivia. So, if I could get some of you to call in, all you have to do is go to gabnet.net, look on the right-hand side of the page, and click on my name, Amy Manuel, about halfway down. You will come right to our game here, and we'll have some fun. And we won't be standing out on a roof yelling down at people. That was weird. That happened. The President of the United States was standing on the roof of the White House doing a press conference, I guess. How utterly weird and insane. It's just, I'm so confused about what is going on in the world. What I'm not confused about is the Epstein files. We know Trump's all over them. And we know they are trying to steal the next election. They are trying to cheat with gerrymandering decade, which, you know, the Republicans in Texas have a history of this. They did that in 2003 when they first took over the Texas legislature, both houses. And so that, you know, Democrats broke quorum. Because they didn't have majorities in either house. They didn't have the lieutenant governor or the governor. They didn't have control of anything. So, to try and stop further gerrymandering, they broke quorum. Eventually, though, it gets done. It happens. So, we know this will happen. But, when it does, we're looking at California and New York and Illinois, and I don't know what else, what other places can. You gotta have a certainly a good size. I think maybe Pennsylvania might. So, somebody raised something kind of scary on Blue Sky this evening. About what might or might not happen on January 6, 2027, with Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. He might decide not to certify the election of any of the Democrats. You know, he might, there's no telling what he might do. And it's shocking. And they're going to put on the moon, of all places, A nuclear reactor, because that sounds like a good idea. What could possibly go wrong? I swear, they got rid of cancer research, and they're cutting funding to cancer research. They're cutting funding to Alzheimer's research. They're cutting funding to vaccines. So people are gonna die, and it's gonna be right directly on them. And I just don't know how the fuck that makes America great. I don't know Trump have there were court records for Trump being in those Epstein files. For court records where Trump was sued with Jeffrey Epstein before he ran for president the first time. So we know. The record's out there. He's been accused in court and settled on a number of occasions of sexual assault, of rape, of sexual harassment. There are court documents that prove he is a racist, you know, it's all there. Oh, but, you know, this is where we're at. But, you know, I don't want to talk about this. I don't. Do you know what I'm doing? I just want to bang on the drum all day. It's crazy. No, I wanna have some fun. I wanna play some games, do some trivia. And all I need is some people to call in. I don't know where they all are. Where is everybody? Let's see, maybe I've got a text message. Nope, no text message. Where is everyone? Okay. So, all right. I heard this thing. And I'm just gonna... it's already shared. All right. Let's...
You mean out of all the monikers that myself and many others...
Ooh, that's me. That's me. And many others is me.
...have came up with for Mango Mussolini.
You mean McNugget Muammar.
Pumpkin Spice Palpatine.
Paprika Pinochet.
Tangerine Tyrant.
Attila the Dumb.
Honorable mentions for Mayo Sapien Mao.
How about Chairman Cow?
Copper Tone Coward as well as Save-A-Lot Stalin.
Don't forget Saffron Saddam or Happy Meal Hussein.
Orange Adolf.
Come on, bud. That's slacking when Adderall Adolf or Apricot Adolf was right there. Your alliteration's better than that man throwing orange in front of an A, what the hell?
Fanta Fascist.
That's a little better and pairs quite nicely with the Fanta Fuhrer.
And there's Cheeto Benito.
Mango Manchurian Candidate.
Clementine Caligula.
Or Cantaloupe Caligula if you want to mix the fruit up in this cake.
Payless Putin.
Pumpkin Spice Pennywise.
There is also the Dollar Tree Dictator.
As well as Alexander the Grope and Orange Julius Caesar.
Velveeta Voldemort.
Velveeta Voldemort is delicious, but you put a little Russian dressing on that and it becomes Velveeta Vladimir.
Nepotism Napoleon.
Nectarine Nero.
Yesterday, someone took me all the fucking way out with the Count of Mostly Crisco.
That was pretty good. Ooh, what about this one I just came up with? Flabomir Poopin. No? Okay.
Yo, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
All right, speed round. Jack Lantern and Jim Jones. Cheddar Cheese, Charles Manson. Discount David Koresh and his Branch Dumvidians. Pumpkin Pie Putin. Sweet Potato Palpatine. Carotene Caligula. Kim Jong Illiterate. The Nectarine Nazi. The Turmeric Tyrant. Dick Trader. Pervert Hoover. Seen Heil out there leading the Turd Reich. But out of all of those, I think the one that I personally have come up with that is my favorite, because fair is fair, some of those I've gotten from other people, though I can proudly take credit for quite a few, I think my personal favorite original is Kangas Khan. You cannot tell me that that is not a podium-worthy pet name for the president. Sorry, guys, though, got a little carried away. Bartender and I get, get a little excited and into it when it comes to coming up with new and interesting, fun, and clever ways to call the president a prick. But bartender was making a point there before I so rudely cut him off, so what were you saying there, bud?
Out of all the monikers that myself and many others have came up with for Mango Mussolini, it was motherfucking chicken that made him mad?
Yeah, that was a little hurtful, honestly, after all the effort we put in. The least he could have done was like one true social honorable mention temper tantrum for one of the names we came up with. It's like he doesn't even care about all the effort that hard-working Americans like us put into coming up with this stuff. These don't write themselves. Well, some of them do, to get my point.
That some bitch was so upset when she said that shit that he spoke straight for the first time since 2016.
2016? I remember that motherfucker speaking straight since 2006, but then again, every month feels like a decade these days, so maybe it was more recent than that.
Has nobody ever told Nepotism Napoleon that normal people call him anything but his proper name?
You know, I've been thinking about this for a minute now, and to be fair, first off, no. Probably not. He pretty much surrounds himself exclusively with Fox News.
Alright, well, we have Wayne joining us. Wayne, I was playing this little video that is these three guys just rattling off the derogatory names that they've come up with for Donald Trump. You know what? I'm just going to play it again. It bears repeating because it was just so brilliant. And I could share the screen with you, but it's just, you're just seeing faces, guys.
Okay.
You mean out of all the monikers that myself and many others...
Ooh, that's me, and many others is me.
...have came up with for Mango Mussolini...
You mean McNugget Muammar...
Pumpkin Spice Palpatine...
Paprika Pinochet...
Tangerine Tyrant...
Attila the Dumb...
Honorable mentions for Mayo Sapien Mao...
How about Chairman Cow...
Coppercone Coward as well as Save-A-Lot Stalin...
Don't forget Saffron Saddam or Happy Meal Hussein...
Orange Adolf...
Come on, bud, that's slacking when Adderall Adolf or Apricot Adolf was right there. Your alliteration's better than that man throwing orange in front of an A, what the hell?
Fanta Fascist.
That's a little better and pairs quite nicely with the Fanta Fuhrer.
And there's Cheeto Benito.
Mango Manchurian Candidate.
Clementine Caligula.
Or Cantaloupe Caligula if you want to mix the fruit up in this cake.
Payless Putin.
Pumpkin Spice Pennywise.
There is also the Dollar Tree Dictator.
As well as Alexander the Grope and Orange Julius Caesar.
Velveeta Voldemort.
Velveeta Voldemort is delicious, but you put a little Russian dressing on that and it becomes Velveeta Vladimir.
Nepotism Napoleon.
Nectarine Nero.
Yesterday, someone took me all the fucking way out with the Count of Mostly Crisco.
That was pretty good. Ooh, what about this one I just came up with? Flabomir Poopin. No. Okay.
Yo, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
All right, speed round. Jack Lantern, Jim Jones, Cheddar Cheese, Charles Manson, Discount David Koresh and his Branch Dumvidians, Pumpkin Pie Putin, Sweet Potato Palpatine, Carotene Caligula, Kim Jong Illiterate, the Nectarine Nazi, the Turmeric Tyrant, Dick Trader, Pervert Hoover, Sein Heil out there leading the Turd Reich. But out of all of those, I think the one that I personally have come up with that is my favorite, because fair is fair, some of those I've gotten from other people, though I can proudly take credit for quite a few, I think my personal favorite original is Kangas Khan. You cannot tell me that is not a podium-worthy pet name for the president. Sorry, guys, though, got a little carried away. Bartender and I get a little excited and into it when it comes to coming up with new and interesting, fun, and clever ways to call the president a prick. But bartender was making a point there before I so rudely...
All right.
Boy, they go to town on him.
What was your favorite?
There were so many of them in there, I don't get a chance to write them down.
I know. I was thinking of watching this and writing down all the different nicknames. Alan just joined us. But the Count of Mostly Crisco, I think, is probably one of my favorites. Velveeta Putin was good. Dollar Tree Dictator. I mean, they were so rapid fire, but some of them were really, really funny.
Yeah.
Some I'd heard before, like Mega Mussolini.
Yeah.
Listen, do you get a buzz or something when somebody's waiting in the waiting room?
It shows that your name shows up as in the waiting room. I've got
almost 5 minutes. I was just about ready to send a text. That way Charlie and Wayne or somebody would have saw it, but...
Only like 5 seconds in front of me.
Okay, well, I actually took a screenshot of it, a picture of it, but doesn't matter. I can throw that away. I'm here. That's all that counts.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's go with... I'm going to say the green card. I'm so excited, y'all. Match Game is back. And Martin Short is hosting. And it's so much fun. I'm going to try and figure out how, if we can get a good group on here, we can play a form of our own sort of match game. I'm going to try and figure that out soon. All right. Here's the first question. The category is Epic Tech Fails. What successor to the Microsoft Windows XP operating system had users quickly begging the company to return to the old program in 2007?
Successor. Is it a person or a...
It was the successor to Windows XP.
So what was the successor? Windows 7?
7 was before, 7 was after XP, right?
Yes.
Vista.
Oh, that's what it was, God, yeah.
Who could forget that pile of junk?
Yeah. Well, that was pretty much the question.
Okay. I think Vista and 8 and 8.1
Yeah, those two, yeah.
Were the worst programs.
What 2009 tablet with a name that rhymes with boo-boo was a $500 investment that couldn't match the versatility of the iPad? What 2009 tablet with a name that rhymes with boo-boo was a $500 investment that couldn't match the versatility of the iPad?
I never heard of tablets in 2009. I wouldn't know.
Juju.
What?
Juju.
That's all the info you got on it? No manufacturer or...
Just, that's it.
That's it.
Juju.
I don't remember that at all. Yeah.
I don't either. All right, which Japanese company launched HD DVD in 2006 but was overpowered by the Blu-ray format from Sony 2 years later?
Toshiba.
Toshiba is correct. Hmm. In 2009, which company introduced the Wave, an advanced email system that was abandoned just 1 year later?
I'm going to guess Microsoft.
Google.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait. Which one was I reading? Wave. Yeah, Google. Okay.
Oh, okay.
What tech biggie was behind the Zune, an MP3 player that made its debut in 2006, but was outsold by the iPod.
Yeah, that was Microsoft.
Yep.
On that one.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yep. What two-wheeled transportation device, while able to go 12 miles per hour, never fulfilled the predictions of its inventor, Dean Kamen, that it would replace the car?
Is this a Jetsons question or what? I mean,
it's that two-wheel.
Yes.
It's like not a skateboard, but It's got the handlebar like that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You leave, I can't, you know, it's all over California, or at least around Apple or Cupertino or whatever, but can't think of the name of it right now.
Yeah.
It's motor powered on the two wheels.
Yeah, I mean, you're right there. It's Segway.
Segway, that was it.
Segway, that's right. Segway, yeah.
All right. New category. Which professor networking... Let me try that again. Which professional networking website, the largest of its kind in the world, has been run by CEO Jeff Weiner since 2009? Professional networking website.
Networking. Netscape. That's an email. Firefox. That's a browser. I don't know.
LinkedIn.
No. Wouldn't have guessed that. Okay.
Yeah, neither would I. I'm not on LinkedIn. I know what it is.
I'm well beyond that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every couple of years, I go look at it, and I probably haven't updated it since 2018. Certainly haven't updated it since I quit doing
political
musings.
For people like you that are looking for a job, but other than that, I don't need to network with people. Yeah. I can use the phone.
Yeah.
I started really doing it, using it when I was a realtor.
Well, that's probably a good thing in business, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. What digital media blog for the Connected Generation was founded by 19-year-old Pete Cashmore in Aberdeen, Scotland in 2005?
No.
Mashable.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of that, yeah.
What website with over 234 million short-form blogs was founded by David Karp in 2007 and bought by Yahoo in 2013 for $1.1 billion?
By Yahoo. AOL.
Tumblr.
Tumblr. Don't know what that is.
It's a photo web storage website.
Okay.
No, short form blogs. It was basically like Twitter before Twitter. What Twitter and Square co-founder won the Innovator of the Year Award in Technology from the Wall Street Journal in 2012? Jack Dorsey. The paper called him the tech mastermind with the soul of an artist. Jack Dorsey.
Jack Dorsey. Never heard of him.
He was one of the co-founders of Twitter and Square. Well, as in Squarespace.
Okay, since I didn't know what Twitter was, I probably wouldn't know who he was. And I don't know what Square is either, so...
I'm proud to say I don't belong to any of that nonsense. Period.
I left Twitter after Elon Musk made it a Nazi hellscape.
I like Twitter still. I use it for what it is, garbage. When I'm really bored, I like to collect porn, but I mean, the stuff that's on Twitter or X or whatever, he was going to clean it all up. And you go on to one of these pretty girl things and you see three or four pretty girls that are in their 20s. And then there's some 14-year-old in the nude. And I'm like, I'm over this. This is not cleaning it up.
Well, the porn I guess, you know, in some countries, one of the reasons I left. The porn was one of the reasons I left.
Right,
yeah.
I'm not into porn. Not into kids, and you know, if you are, that's fine with me. I don't care, but you know, if you just but they're just pictures, they're not even ways.
I actually do care.
You what?
It's not fine, and I do care. If you're into kids, it's not fine.
I care if you're into kids. You know, I'm not into pedophiles. I usually took care of pedophiles with bracelets and a jail cell. Mm. You know, I mean, I understand going to some of these sites. I just don't understand. You go to a lot of X-rated sites have younger kids in them, and I just close the site when I find one. I just shut it down and go to the next one where I'm going. You know, and I just don't have time to see that stuff. It does nothing for me, absolutely nothing. And I think it's gross and disgusting. And some countries allow 14 is the legal age of consent, maybe in Amsterdam. But, you know, I wouldn't be looking at it there either. So,
what tech company was founded by the controversial subject of the 2003 book, The Difference Between God and Larry Ellison? What tech company was founded by the controversial subject of the 2003 book, The Difference Between God and Larry Ellison? What's the name of the company?
Is it a company we would have heard of?
Yes. Big one.
Google.
Oracle.
Oracle.
The subtitle reads...
Another asshole CEO, Larry Ellison.
Yeah.
You know, they had a, just real quick, they had a 10 o'clock cutoff to fly into San Jose Airport because you had to go through downtown San Jose. A lot of houses there in the flight path to land on one of the two runways. They only have two long runways, nothing crossed like San Francisco, but they had a 10 o'clock, and he wanted to be able to land his private jet whenever he wanted. And 5 or 6 years ago, he sued the city of San Jose that ran the airport, and he won. He won by giving money to the city of San Jose so he can fly in and out with his noisy jet in the middle of the night and wake people up. You know, why don't you find an airplane? First of all, he's not really close to San Jose. I don't know where he lives, but I'm sure in the Bay Area. But Oracle headquarters is 5 or maybe 8 miles from SFO. They fly in and out of there all night long. Why don't you leave your plane there? He's a creep. Mm. End of rant.
What Hewlett-Packard CEO took eBay from an $86 million startup to a $7.7 billion auction giant during her tenure from 1998 to 2008.
Carly Fiorina.
Nope.
No, some other female. I think she ran for Congress or Senators, something like that.
Meg Whitman.
Whitman, okay.
Yeah, but Carly Fiorina ran HP for a while too. She's a, mm-hmm. a nut job Republican.
I mean, that's who I would have guessed.
I thought she actually ran for president one time. Carly, she did. Fiorina.
2016. All right.
She's pretty, but there's nothing upstairs. It's an air hole. So
she would have been better than Trump.
Anything would have been better than Trump. Can we switch? You know, can we take the dictator of Russia and make him president here? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
All right. Whose stunning performance on a British talent show went viral in 2009, propelling the singer from a small Scottish village to the world stage?
No idea.
Susan, what year was that? What year was that?
2009.
Yeah. No.
Susan Boyle.
Oh, yeah. She had one song, and that was it.
What ventriloquist with a skeleton dummy named Ahmed was viewed 100 million by 100 million people in a 2007 online video?
Jeff Dunham.
Yes.
Big redneck, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which bottled water company's online ad went viral in 2009 with a video of a group rapping roller skating babies selling the message "Live Young"?
Evian.
Evian is correct. What is the name of the little boy whose loopy behavior after getting laughing gas was captured in a video that got 100 million hits in 2009? What was the name of that little boy?
Baron Trump? No. 2009, he might not have even been. Well, I guess he was born in. I don't know. Everything's 2009. I can't remember that far back.
His name was David.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
All right. What song sung by Rebecca Black got so much bad press and negative comments online that she became an internet sensation?
I know this one. National Anthem.
Nope.
Ah.
Friday.
No, Friday. Today's Thursday. Alex had that confused, too.
What articles of clothing did Phoenix radio host don in a 2006 viral video contributing to a weight gain of 100 pounds in 4 hours? Let me read that again. What article of clothing did a Phoenix radio host don in a 2006 viral video contributing to a weight gain of 100 pounds in 4 hours?
Doesn't make sense.
No.
T-shirts. Matt McAllister donned 155 of them at one time, setting a Guinness World Record. He put on 155 t-shirts.
How stupid. It's got to be related to some people we know.
Okay. Epic Tech Fails. Which Twitter app debuted to great fanfare in 2013 only to be dissed by users in favor of rivals like Pandora and Spotify?
MySpace?
Something that plays music.
Oh. Can you tell us, Mike?
I don't know. I don't sign up for any of them anyway.
Twitter Music.
Okay.
What?
Twitter Music.
Fuck. God, I've never heard of that either. This is how close I pay attention to Twitter.
All right. Which kind of wearable device was the heavy, clunky Zybernet Poma launched in 2002? Was it computer, headset, or DVD player? What was the Zybernaut? Was it a computer, a headset, or a DVD player?
A headset. If you're going to wear it, it's hard to wear a computer.
Computer.
It's hard to wear a DVD player.
It was a computer. This is a wearable computer.
2.2-pound computer on their head?
Yeah, it might have been a vest or something. I don't know. What GPS giant went nowhere in 2009 with Nuvophone, its only foray into the smartphone market? when people used to have GPS devices in their car before everybody had them on their phone.
Garmin.
Garmin is the correct answer. Which social media site disastrously added annoying auto-playing videos to its news feed in 2014?
Fox News? No, I don't know.
Facebook. What 2011 BlackBerry mini tablet quickly fell prey to more consumer-friendly competitors like Android and iPad?
Wasn't there only one BlackBerry device?
They had a tablet. It was called Playbook.
Oh, never heard of that.
Yeah. Which company's tween-targeted Kin mobile phone fizzled out after just 4 months in 2010?
Mattel.
Microsoft.
Oh, same difference. Neither one can build a good product.
All right. Tech Talk is our category. Which internet company bought which entertainment business in 2000 for $186 billion, the largest merger in history?
IBM.
AOL bought Time Warner.
Wow. I sort of remember that. That was in 2000?
Yeah.
25 years ago, and I can remember that far back? It's amazing. I didn't... You know, AOL's still around. I have friends of mine that have AOL email addresses.
Yeah, I know. America, a couple of people Online. That still have AOL email addresses.
America Online, yeah.
There was a guy in Austin that would make sculptures out of the discs that they would send you out of AOL CDs.
Yeah.
You know, in those days, you didn't get it over the internet. You got it by you ordered it. You got a disc, like a DVD disc that.
In the mail, or it was tucked right into a computer magazine somewhere.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Times have changed.
What kind of data storage device was Disk on Key, which was sold by IBM in 2000? What kind of data storage device was Disk on Key, which was sold by IBM in 2000?
Disk on Key. Disk on a key. A thumb drive?
Flash drive. I'm going to call that correct.
Yeah.
All right. What autonomous cleaning device, which resembles a large hockey puck, boasts over 10 million units sold as of 2013?
A Roomba
is correct.
Wayne's got three of them. That's why he keeps himself entertained.
No, I got one Sears canister vacuum.
Yeah. When was the last time it was turned on?
No, it isn't a canister. It's a bag.
Oh, look who's here. It's Charlie. There
it's about is. Time.
Tell that to the player.
You had to work or something? I mean, what's up with this stuff?
I was on fire.
I get it.
Yeah, everybody was late this evening, so. Boy. No worries. Okay.
That's cute. I like that t-shirt. Math, the only subject that counts. That's cute.
Yeah.
All right. Which electronic gadget did book-loving Oprah Winfrey give away for free to every audience member on Friday, October 24th, 2008? Which electronic gadget did book-loving Oprah Winfrey give away to her audience?
Books on tape? I don't know.
What are they? Kindle. They
gave Kindle. Kindle is correct.
Kindle.
Which late night TV show in 2005 pitted Morse code prose against teenage texters in a race to transmit the fastest message?
Is that Letterman?
Nope.
No.
Which TV host?
TV show. Late night TV show.
I remember seeing it now. Morse code blew the balls off the texters.
It's one that's still around, that's been around a long time.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Late Night with David Letterman. Who knows?
It's one that's still around, that was around when we were young.
Captain Kangaroo's still around?
Late night TV show that's still on the air, that was on the air when all of us were children.
That would be the Tonight Show.
Thank you.
That's the only one I could think of was on the TV, on the air when I was a kid.
Right. Exactly. That's the only
one. The trouble is, how did we watch it? I don't think TVs were developed when we were kids.
Very funny.
You know, I mean, I'm trying to figure out. You know, okay, anyhow.
We got our first TV in 1956. So.
Yeah. I don't know when we got our first TV. My first TV was color. But the family mine was black and white. The first TV that we got as a family was maybe a 20 or 25 inch Singer, the sewing machine company, made TVs, and my father had an office, a government office in there, because they were doing top secret stuff, and my father was working on that for the government. But anyhow, and so they gave him one of these TVs, and he set it up, and it was neat. All my friends wanted to come over because they hadn't seen the color TV.
We had a big console TV, but it wasn't color. My dad refused to buy a color TV. It was a waste of money.
I always loved when my father did the convergence of the TV, when the black, blue, and red, or blue, red,
green
got out of convergence when they started separating. My father would go behind it. I'd hold the mirror, and he would set the convergence with the dot bar generator.
Yeah.
And once in a while, the screwdriver would go make contact with the high voltage supply, and he'd bounce off the wall.
I remember getting tubes and stuff and running down to the...
So do I. Running down to the drugstore.
Yeah.
Axel Drugs or something like that. Testing them in the tube tester. And then if it didn't work, you could buy the tube right there.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine that had an electronic organ that used tubes. Wayne knows this, the Hammond B organ. He used tubes for power supply and stuff.
Yep.
Okay, next question.
All right. Wikipedia hosted 20,000 articles at the end of year one, and at the end of its first decade had 20 million articles in 283 languages. Is that true or false?
True.
That's true. Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
I mean, who could live without Wikipedia?
All right. Animal stuff. In the 2014 book Taming the Beast, which former heavyweight champ talks about playing with and even sharing a bed with his pet tiger?
Oh my God.
Jesse Ventura. No.
No, a heavyweight champion. Come on.
Which heavyweight champion?
Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson, yeah.
Yeah.
That poor animal probably had a lot of practice of this guy chewing on its ear.
That was, I mean, it was in The Hangover.
Oh, it was? Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
You remember the movie The
Hangover? I've never seen it.
I've heard of it.
You've never, Oh, y'all got to see The Hangover.
There's three of them.
I got enough DVDs of things you recommended. I still haven't watched.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right. What mishaps did Finnish reindeer herders hope to avoid in 2014 by spray painting the animals' antlers with glow-in-the-dark paint?
Well, obviously they wanted to make them able to be seen, so what kind of accidents happened because you couldn't see a
deer? So car accidents.
Car wrecks, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It must be a deer. Deer are always charging out in front of cars, I guess. I don't know.
Which modern-day mammal did a unique dinosaur fossil unearthed in China in 2015 and sporting wings made of skin, not feathers? Wait. Let me try this again.
Okay.
Which modern-day mammal did a unique dinosaur fossil unearthed in China in 2015 and sporting wings made of skin, not feathers, resemble?
A bat?
Pterodactyl?
Bat. Yeah. Bat is correct.
Yep.
Some species of what sharp-tailed desert dweller can survive not only extreme heat, but also freezing, floods, and famine? Some
Gila monster.
Let me read it again. Some species of what sharp-tailed desert dweller can survive not only extreme heat, but also freezing, flooding, and famine?
Snake.
Scorpion.
Scorpion is correct. Mm.
Oh, okay.
They can be frozen and thawed, live for 2 days underwater, and survive for a year without food.
Wow. Thank God for pesticides.
Yeah.
Wow. And they're not even related to the cockroaches. They're I know they're arachnids. They're supposed to be able to survive, you know, a nuclear... explosion, but somebody recently said, one of these scientists said that it wouldn't survive a nuclear.
But the fire ants will.
Yeah, well, lucky you. You got them there. We don't have them here, so you can keep them.
Well, they're coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember when they hit Florida, and we hadn't had them here in Texas yet.
In 2001... scientists discovered that an octopus has 8 additional brains, one for each arm. Is that true or false?
False.
I think that's false.
That's true.
Wow. Really? I didn't even know they had one brain.
I know, that's crazy. All right. Scientific studies have indicated that if you tickle a rat... it does what? It laughs, it falls asleep, or it tickles you back?
It falls asleep.
I think it falls asleep.
Wayne, you got an answer?
I'll go laugh.
Laugh is correct.
A rat would laugh?
That's funny. Whenever I see them, they're not laughing. They're like stuck in a trap or something. Or on a sticky trap. Get me off this thing. I'm sorry. I'll take you outside, and if you can get off, cool.
All right. Tagged is the category. What was the most popular Instagram hashtag in March 2015? Was it hashtag friends, hashtag beautiful, or hashtag love?
Love.
Love is correct. In a 2014 study found that seals avoid fish that are wearing electronic tracking tags. Is that true or false?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a guess. Sure, they do.
Okay, true, yeah.
False. The sonic signals actually functioned like dinner bells.
Oh, wow. He uses them to track them down.
Yeah. I was like, oh, it's over there. Food's so over that way.
Do whales avoid eating seals if seals have the tracking device? No. Whales will eat anything like that.
What elusive tiger won the 2014 Webby Person of the Year Award for his Better Out Than In show's impact on the internet?
Better Out Than
In? Banksy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard of it, but...
I've never heard of it either, but I've heard of Banksy.
All right, which sport, which uses infrared blasters, has its own museum in Kentucky dedicated to preserving its multi-decade history?
Paint guns.
Let me read that again, because I think you know the answer. Which sport uses infrared blasters has its own museum?
Lightsaber.
Infrared blasters. Which sport?
Laser tag.
Laser tag. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. One of the three of us was going to get it.
Yeah.
I mean,
there was only one possible answer there.
Yeah.
I was going to say paintball guns.
That's what
Charlie said that.
Charlie, yeah. I was like, no. They use paint. They don't use infrared.
Yeah, I thought maybe they had some kind of infrared targeting thing, though.
Yeah, like a laser targeting.
Yeah.
Infrared blasters. There's only one thing that uses infrared blasters.
Well, I've never played laser tags.
So. Yeah, me neither.
Oh, it's fun.
Paintballs are fun until you get hit. You got to make sure you got a lot of protective clothing or thick clothing. Paintballs hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and laser tag doesn't. You just have a thing that lights up.
Yeah.
And goes, rah, rah, you know, turns red or turns green.
They say paintballs hurt even more if you freeze them before you use them.
I think the most painful paintball is what the police use, and they call them simunitions. So they're actually fired by the real rifle or pistol or whatever, and they're actually the real cartridge. But the gunpowder is much less, and it's not a steel projectile. It's a heavy duty paint pellet that can make it down past the rifling of the barrel. And when that hits you, it stings. Let me tell you, I had fun. My job was shooting the SWAT teams as they came in the door. How often do you get to shoot at the SWAT teams? They tell you to stay high. You know, don't aim for the face, but we all face and throat stuff. Aim for the chest. Well, one guy was a little shorter, a little taller, or a little something, but I think my sights went out. I hit him in the groin accidentally. These things are moving at 400, 450 feet per second. And he was down for the count. He should be happy it was a paintball and not a real bullet.
Yeah.
But that's how they learn. So. Yeah.
All right. Category space stuff. Which space shuttle flew the most missions, a record 39, between its first launch in 1984 and its retirement in 2011?
So it certainly wouldn't be Columbia, and it's certainly because it didn't get to retire. And it wouldn't be the other one that blew up. What space shuttle? Shit, I don't know.
Atlantis?
Discovery.
Oh, Discovery. Okay.
What was the nationality of the groom who married his bride over a hotline in 2003 from the International Space Station? What was the nationality of the groom?
Russian.
He was a Russian cosmonaut. Yuri Malenchenko wore a bow tie on his spacesuit for the ceremony. Which of these tasks did the Dawn space probe not do? Track solar flares, orbit an asteroid, or map a dwarf planet? Which one did it not do?
Map a dwarf planet.
Track solar flares.
Okay.
Really?
It did not track.
Want to do that.
It did not do that.
Mm-hmm.
Which astronomer's name graces the most Earth-like planet ever discovered? Is it Galileo, Copernicus, or Kepler?
Kepler.
Kepler is correct. Discovered in 2007, Kepler 22b has a habitable temperature of 72 degrees.
With no oxygen.
I'm sure it has oxygen.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Earth-like planet, yeah.
What does China's first space station module, Tiangong 1, mean in English? Starman, Heavenly Palace, or Sky Pilot?
Heavenly Palace, of course.
Heavenly Palace is correct. In 2004, two rovers landed on the closest planet to us, Venus, to explore its surface. Is that true or false?
False.
False.
False. Venus is our closest planet, but the rovers landed on Mars. Why haven't we gone to Venus?
Hot. Because it's 900 degrees.
Right. It's a bit hot. Yeah,
and the atmosphere is not good at all.
You know, yeah, it's like sulfur dioxide or something. And, you know, the Russians landed a probe on it. It lasted about 22 minutes before it burned up.
Yeah. Well, that explains it.
They also had, I think there was a second one, but it didn't make orbit, and it came back to Earth already. And they were concerned about how much of that was going to survive.
Yeah.
Which was just recently. I don't think that was less than six, you know, more than 6 months ago.
So 22 minutes. Were there astronauts in there? No.
No.
No, they were manned. No, it was unmanned.
Apollo 13 and a half. We're in trouble. What's happening? The ship's melting around us.
All right. Moving into our last questions. The category is web celebs. A pair of which animals was featured in a popular 2007 video that showed the duo floating and holding hands in a Vancouver aquarium? A pair of which animals was featured in a popular 2007 video that showed the duo floating and holding hands in a Vancouver aquarium?
Well, it's got to be an animal that has hands.
Right.
Gorilla? Dolphins.
Sea otters.
Sea otters.
Sea otters have hands.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
What Chris Brown tune propelled Kevin, Jill, and their dancing attendants down the aisle in 2009 wedding video that got 45 million hits? What Chris Brown tune?
I have no idea. I can't think of a Chris Brown tune.
Forever. I wouldn't have gotten that one either. Well, that's all we have time for, folks. I want to thank you, Wayne, Alan, and Charlie, for joining me here. And I'll see you here back here tomorrow night. And just remember, it isn't what we don't know that gives us trouble. It's what we know that ain't so.
Thank you.